has nutrients.
Thank you. Is it beautiful?
What's that for?
That's for Daddy only playing 5 football games and taking credit for something he really didn't earn.
Like those guys?
Deep down on Mississippi. I said,
when you don't do anything on the group assignment, but still get an A+.
With the chain? Where the fuck's that thing going? Yeah. Why is it? No, I deleted it, dude.
Hey, that shit's so hard to do. Welcome to Busting with the Boys.
No, it got deleted.
If you can see me right now, I'm on my phone posting a picture of me flexing my new chain from Derrick Henry. Only played 5 games. Was only around for 588 yards. But we still gonna wear it.
Dude, I wish I had that chain.
How sick is this thing, though, dude? Awesome. I'm literally gonna get this, like, because if I ever lost this, I'd be like, I don't know, things would be rough in my life, you know. It'd be like losing a child.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's how I feel with this thing.
It's how heavy is it?
It's kind of heavy.
Can I hold it? Like, I haven't had to hold it at all yet.
It's thick. It's a thick little deal. Derek. Derek came in. I told Derek when he first sent it to the boys. Said he was going to do these for the boys. He said, he calls me and he's like, you're going to get a chain. I was like, dude, you don't got to do that. I only played 5 games. I was in my feels. You know what I'm saying, Niall? I was in my feels. I was kind of feeling bad for myself and shit. But Derek called, and what did Derek say? Derek said, hey, you're going to get one. He was like a therapist for me. But instead, right?
Do I look nice?
You look real nice. You look handsome.
I feel like.
It makes your chest look bigger.
I feel like I've leveled up.
No question. It's like, hey, Derek, can we just get cars instead? Or
yeah, because. Were you guys going to get Teslas at one point?
He and I made a deal at the beginning of the year. If he broke the record, he would give us Teslas. Get the whole O-line Teslas.
Was he going to do that? Like if he broke the record?
Yeah,
like,
straight up. I think Derek's a man of his word. I don't think Derek would ever lie about those things.
But is it something that he agreed on?
Don't hand it to me like that. Be more respectful. Thank you.
When I was taking it back, I was like, how do you hand a chain over?
How do you hand it over nice? Yeah. I think he really would. So we were in camp because last year, Derek said if he gets the rushing title.
Hey, this episode is brought to you by Barstool Sports, by the way.
Oh, it's brought to you by Barstool Sports. Yeah. Thank you, Barstool Sports, for just selling out for us, because we will do anything for clicks, and you guys help with that. You know, we're hookers. We just what's that line you said? We're all hookers. We're just selling different parts of ourselves.
Yeah, we damn it, we're all whores, Grace. We just sell different parts of ourselves. Yeah,
we don't need
Thomas Shelby.
Didn't say Grace.
Well, that's part of the quote.
So yeah, last year, 2 years ago, when Derek ran for like 16:45 or 15:45, he's gonna be pissed I got that wrong. He told us in the beginning of the year, if he gets the rushing title, he's getting everybody Rolexes, Rolex. I don't know what the plural is for that. And then this year during camp, we're hanging out, he and I are joking, we're goofing off a little bit, and I go, why? What's the deal this year if you get a rushing title? And he goes, man, we're past the rushing title. What about if we get the record? Like, Derek knew he was going to go for 2,000 in camp.
Yeah.
And I go, if you get the record, you got to get us. We're getting cars. And he goes, Teslas? I go, well, now that you said it.
That's what he said?
Yeah. I was like, that's like $100,000 a person. He goes, man, if I get the record, I'll get you guys Teslas. I was like, dude, that's unbelievable.
Yo, that's so sick.
How sick is that he can just do that?
But do you think he would have got the O-line roster? Teslas?
No.
Or the starting 5?
Starting 5.
But what about guys who came in pivotal times?
I think
year,
it depends, like, how much Derek likes them. I think it really would depend if Derek liked you enough.
I tell you what.
I'm in a grace period because me and Derek are boys.
Yeah.
So I know that I'm getting one.
If I was like the 6th man that came in the swing anywhere, you know what I mean?
And yeah,
I
got probably.
Maybe 5 games and spotted a little bit.
Yeah.
And I didn't get one, I'd be like, man.
You'd be hurt a little bit.
Yeah. Especially if I was involved in like the Houston game, like the one where he would have probably broken it.
Yeah.
Do you ever think he would have got the record had you been healthy all year?
Yeah, 100%.
I think so, too.
Because you think it's like 2,024 yards he got? It says on the back of this thing. Hold on. 2,027 yards. And the record's 2,105.
Yeah.
So you're really saying, I mean.
Like, are you worth what? What is that?
80-something. Like,
let's not. Hang on.
82
We're really putting ourselves out there
82
with the
yards. 2,105 is the record.
2,105 is the record. And that is what?
80 yards.
Yeah, we'll just say
79 yards would be the record by 1 yard.
80 to 90.
How about
yards
that for math? How about that for math?
Hey, let's go.
I appreciate that, dude. That's a big deal for me.
Yeah, you're definitely worth that.
I can get you.
Because you were in how many games?
5. And you got 588 in those games.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have got the record.
Yeah, he would for sure would have got the record for that.
How's your
and I
doing?
Really wasn't even like, I wasn't even in like I missed like half the Houston game.
So yeah, like I can't really games. Remember. Did it happen in the second quarter?
I think it was the second half. Like the first couple series of the second
didn't
half.
Didn't you say you missed half the Houston game? So
yeah,
that
no, it was in the second quarter, I think.
I missed a half. I was like, so what was it, the second quarter? No, I think it was in the third. Like,
well, you know what I'm saying? Like the beginning of the third, like like a half.
Yeah.
Like not an absolute amount.
Coming out of halftime, you're trying to get a screen on the edge to get the ball going, get some momentum.
Get some momentum going. Come on, boys. We got to do this. I think we won that game anyway in overtime, actually. Both Houston games went to overtime. That was a hype game.
Yeah, dude.
Art called a good game, dude.
Dude, that second one, so sick when old Slow hit the upright and it bounced in.
Who's Slow?
The field goal kicker. Slowman, dude.
Why do you call his name? Oh, his name's Slowman.
Yeah, Slowman. We just call him Slow, S-O-S-L-O.
If he's our kicker next year, he has got to find a tailor for his jersey because that thing looked like...
Dude.
That was some Pop Warner type shit.
I'm not joking. I promise. Like, we're standing in practice when he came in. And, you know, the boys like to have a nice little silly goose time out during practice.
Yeah.
And we're kind of standing...
That's a reference.
Yeah, we're standing and watching special teams, and we're watching the kickers on the side, you know, try to boot him in and stuff.
Yeah.
And I see Slow out there. I didn't know who he was at the time.
Right.
And I literally think to my joke, is this like, what are we doing? He looked like a Pop Warner kid. I lean to Brett and I go,
like his body.
Yeah. I said, is this Make a Wish?
You're lying.
I swear. Hey. Obviously, you make the boys laugh.
Cancel for that. He goes, this.
That's a fun. That's a joke.
It's a joke. It's, yeah.
I see. I see what you're saying. Listen, I don't, you know.
It's 2021. You got to navigate all waters, dude. It's not just sitting there and you just get, yeah, watch what you say.
No doubt.
You were making fun of kids with terminal that are.
No. I was referring to Slow that he's very small and we're in the NFL. Yeah. Like, how did this kid get in the NFL?
Yeah. No, he looks like a child.
Because he's like standing, his helmet's like going up to people's shoulders.
Oh.
And you're like, what are we doing?
The baggy shoulder pads.
Like, is it really that bad out there in the COVID world that we can't find a kicker?
Yeah.
And then my man wins us the title. He wins us the division title.
Doinked it in, dude.
Doinked it in.
And the thing, you think you guys are going to overtime too, because I mean, you know, there's like 14 seconds left in the game and you guys throw a vert to AJ. It was the coolest shit ever.
Oh my gosh. Yes, bro. When we threw that bomb to AJ, because when they were rolling back on us, cause we were up what? 20, 21.
You guys were up by like 14 points.
We were up solid.
So me and Bobo were on the phone talking about it, cause I thought you guys were going to win that game for sure, no matter what. And so my whole thought was, I hope Derek gets 2,000 yards.
Right.
And he needed like 244, a ridiculous number or 224, something like that. A ridiculous number to get 2,000. And then legit, when he got it, we're like, yo, he could get the record though. And so when they kicked the field goal, then when they tied it up with a touchdown or a field goal, I don't know which one it was. I, in my head, was like, I hope this goes to overtime. I was like, there was
so
a part
you
of
get
me.
An, there, extra per- an extra quarter with
extra quarter of just yards. Just yards and yards and yards and yards.
Yeah, because we would have ran the ball and probably scored off of a run.
No question.
Yeah, no, it was insane. When we were going out to kick the ball off, we were all in the huddle and we were up like 14 or something that. And we were just feeling it. You know what I mean? Like, you're thinking like, oh, we're going to win. We're like, man, I hope we don't speak too soon. It's like, this is like one of those high school vibes where it's like, hey, just get the clock rolling. Like, let's get to the end of the game.
Oh, you're on that 28-3.
Yeah.
Falcon vibe.
Yes. And they scored.
Shout out Arthur Smith. Head coach of the Falcons.
Let's go, BDE.
Yes. Arthur Smith would run the ball. He would have ran the ball if it was 28-3.
Yeah. And
you know he's going to do that.
They score on us quick. It's like, all right. And then maybe Derek's fumble happened. I don't know if that was before
that
the first
was
one
the
or
most
after.
Ridiculous play I've ever seen in my life.
But when they got the ball back again and scored right away, and Deshaun Watson's like talking shit, I think to David Long.
He wasn't talking shit.
No, when he
Watson,
scored.
He talked shit.
Yeah. Dude, he went over in front of David and just started like stomping on the ground, like talking shit, and like just stared at him as he was like walking off.
What did
he
do to David?
I don't know. I think David might have like, you know, talked shit to him earlier.
Yeah.
And then now it's like he's kind of like coming back, like, hey, I'm on your ass now, 5-1. And was like stomping on the ground. And it's like, oh shit. Like, hey, boys, we got to wake up or we're not going to win the division.
No question.
You
guys still would have made the playoffs though.
Yeah.
Still would have made the playoffs, but
you know it's different. You win in that division, dude. Like,
no, you get to host a game.
Yeah. You get the tease. You get to host a home game in the playoffs. And they started coming back. And fortunately, when we threw that bomb to AJ, it was like, oh, we're going to do this. Like we got lucky that this happened because they were shutting us down. Remember? And then we got the ball backed up. It's like, unless we have some miracle, we're going into OT and they have the momentum right now.
Right.
And Tanny just throws a bomb, dude, to AJ.
A perfect little bomb.
And AJ gets up,
like does his broad shoulders.
Yes, bro. He does that little flex and dude, we were so hype.
When Slow is, if that's what we're calling him, trotted out there to make that kick. I looked at my wife. I'm like, dude, I don't know who this fucking kid is, man. Like, I hope to God this kid. I was like, this kid can make his entire career right now. Like, yeah. He's a hero. Is he still on the roster?
I don't know. I don't think so.
What's his name?
Maybe Sloman.
Do you have his phone number?
No, I wish I did.
I'm gonna look it up. Dude. Yeah, what's his name? What's his first name?
You know, we could edit it forward. I don't know.
Sloman. Kicker. We're definitely not editing this out. Slurry is.
He's a good dude, man. Hey, you know, he shout out this? So like I'm out. You know,
is this really him?
Yes, hey! Bro. That's what's so legendary about my guy.
Look at that. Zoom in on that. This dude is the most unassuming guy of all time.
Look up more photos. You're gonna have more fun with it, dude.
Dude, oh, he looks great in a Rams uniform. He looks good in a Rams uniform.
Yeah,
he looks
the
regular.
The blue hides it well.
Them darker.
When he wears the other jerseys, you look like a.
And there's that one.
You look like somebody wears a t-shirt at the swimming pool.
Yeah, I'll just put it on the camera. You see that right there? My God, he's having a tough little deal. I mean, you can fix a lot of that just by I don't know. Maybe don't have offensive line shoulder pads on, and then find a tailor. And then get taller. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Two of those three are very easy to do.
Yeah, very easy.
Taylors are hard to find in Nashville. Derek sent me this chain today. And like, I'm fucking stoked on that.
Yeah, we circle always. So yeah, circle. I got this chain.
So I got this fucking chain now, dude. But I kind of feel weird wearing it. Like, I'm going to put this in my house for sure. I'm going to put it in like a glass case. And just kind of like show it off when people come over. And I, like 10 years from now, people are like, oh, you guys rushing 2,000 yards? It's like, I remember the day he got it. I was in Houston. I was playing. I'm going to fucking lie to everybody. Just, you know what I'm saying?
You made an insane block.
Insane block, dude. Derek still calls me once a month just to say thank you.
Yeah.
You know, without you, Taylor.
Just paving the way.
Yeah.
That's and then the run left is right next to us the year we came out, you know, the run left.
Like, this hat just sitting there?
Yeah, it just all kind of came
That'd
together.
That'd be cool as shit, dude. I like that a lot.
Yeah, so how is your knee?
That's good. My knee, so a lot of people are wondering why.
Well, if you see, you haven't been on the pod a few times.
Yeah.
You went out to AZ.
Yep, we're in AZ.
The boys, now. We haven't seen each other while. Obviously, we've been spending the week together, but yeah. Update the people on how well the knee is doing.
Knee's doing good. So my frustration was like I wanted to get cleared in 4 months. And then kind of what happened with my knee, I was told one thing, how it was like just an ACL. And then I started to find out as I got like 9-10 weeks into it, there was a couple other things that I had to deal with. And so it caused a lot of swelling. And this is, I mean, I guess I can be as honest as I possibly can with this. As I can be.
I mean, it's a knee.
Like. Yeah, it's a knee, but it's like, you don't want to like tell everybody everything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. 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 You don't have to.
Business. Like, okay. So I tore my ACL obviously. And I thought it was just an ACL tear. And then it ended up being, there's a little bit more that goes with that. And so I had like a little bit of cartilage stuff, just a couple things that were causing extra swelling. So when my goal was like, all right, February would be 4 months. I want to get cleared in February. And as like those like week 17 or 16 or 17 was approaching, I was like, I'm not going to meet my mark. And so when that happened for me, I was very like, I was upset. Like there was a level of depression with that. There still is a level of depression with that. Or like dealing with it. That's really hard because you go from being this athlete, the person that can move really well, to being completely debilitated. I can't even go for walks with my family. Like they go for walks every morning.
Right.
And I want to go on those walks, but I can't because I'll flare up my knee and then all this different bullshit. So now we're in March. My knee is way better. My swelling is gone. Like things are straight. Now I'm just like, strengthening the quad now. And so I don't want anybody listening to this and think, oh, he's not gonna be ready for August. Like I will 100% be ready for August.
Way better.
And listen, when you hear about, Taylor Lewan didn't practice today, cause of soreness, like you're going to hear that a lot in camp. It's because, I'm not doing every practice, Rabel. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to get game ready.
And hey, Braves, man, you get it, bro.
Yeah,
my knee's a little tight.
Hey, just be like, oh, hey, it is a little sore today. And then you take it a little day.
You know
what I'm saying? That is the nice little deal about being injured.
And you
can take a day if you need to take a day.
And the good thing, like with Vrabe too, like he gets that stuff. Like when I had come or whatever you say to Nashville, Come came a
with a U?
No pause. A when I had my Liz Frank coming off of Washington.
Yeah.
And we were in OTAs, like it was still bothering me. I think I was like 5 months already post. I didn't even have surgery.
Right, but post injury.
Yeah, post injury.
Yeah.
5-6 months when we were practicing and everything. Rabe only had me going like every other day. He like comes up, he like, you know, hey, how do you feel about maybe just going every other day? And I'm thinking in the back of my head, like, dude, hey, that sounds amazing.
Yeah,
honestly,
that sounds like the best
I need that because right. it bothers me to go on it every day. So he gets obviously playing his 14 years. He knows. And I just saw too, this is a side topic, but I saw the Herd, Colin Cowherd.
Yeah.
They did a tweet for top 10 free agent signings of all time. Rabe was number 10.
Oh, what?
The Patriots. Because I guess he didn't play a whole lot in Pittsburgh.
Oh, and he went and signed and he crushed it.
Yeah, and then Belichick found the role to where, you know, he's playing tight end, he's playing inside, he's playing outside, he's doing all the different
stuff. Top 10 free agent signings ever.
Three tech. Yeah, I promise. We got to send it to him in the group chat.
Yeah, we got to see that because that's tough to give to him. You know what I'm saying?
I know. It's
tough. He already has so much.
I know. He already has so much, dude. You could just see it now. He's in the TV like, hey, you know, they posted this stuff on the Herd.
Listen,
Will
and Taylor sent this to me. I don't care. I don't care that they sent it to me, but I just want to show you what a hard work does. Listen, I didn't play a lot in Pittsburgh and he's just on the thing.
Yeah.
All the guys are sitting there like, this guy's just living it up, dude.
Yeah.
He's just living his fucking dream. And you know he listens to every one of these podcasts. So shout out Mike Vrabel.
No free
shout outs, but shout out Vrabel for being a boy.
Yeah.
Vrabel, you are actually the reason why I felt like it was okay to do this podcast.
This episode of Bustin' with the Boys is brought to you by Manscaped. Shout out the boys at Manscaped. NFL draft season is upon us. It's possible that you might have a Trevor Lawrence haircut in your pants, on your balls. That's why our partners at Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming, have partnered with us to make sure you don't gamble on shaving your balls the same way you like to gamble on football. For all my draft geeks, we have an exclusive 20% off promo code, BUSTIN' at manscaped.com. I am obsessed with the Manscaped products. I try putting all the boys on my Manscaped products. I'm a big fan of the crop. Listen, I'm going to get into the products, but I'm a big fan of using other nice lotions and smell goods to make my balls smell a little nice. Will your favorite team go defensive back in the first round? Not sure, but I am sure that with the Lawnmower 3.0, you can get your D back. Because of their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology, your nicks and snags will be reduced. This is the perfect protection needed for your franchise quarter balls. And that's not all. Check out your hair in your ears and your nose. Are they a little long? Do you hate long nose hair? Because I do. I have an issue as well because my mom, God bless you, mother, but for the love of God, I got your nose hairs. Look, boys, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. That's why Manscaped has invented the Weed Whacker, nose and ear hair trimmer that is your solution for all of your grooming in your nose and ears. Their performance package comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag for you to use when you're done quarantining, and some other liquid formulations like the Crop Preserver and the Crop Reviver. The best go-to moves when you're on the go, when you're in the truck, when you're in the car, when you're sweating throughout the day. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant that ensures that your afternoon stroll doesn't end with your balls sticking to your legs or smelling like eggs. We all know what I'm talking about, boys. The Reviver is a spray-on toner for your little boys. It's made with soothing aloe. Fuck, is it aloe? I do that every fucking time. And witch hazel extracts that will give your testes a nice little cute boost. For a limited time, subscribers get not one, but two free gifts. The Shed Travel Bag, a $39 value, and a patented high-performance anti-chafing Manscaped Boxer Briefs. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUSSIN. That's BUSSIN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code BUSSIN at manscaped.com. It's time to turn that team inside of your pants around with the boys at Manscaped.
Because we were talking about this. What were we talking about yesterday?
We were talking about it. I think it was this morning.
Or yeah, you are. You're right. We're talking about Ryan and Taylor about this.
Yeah, because Ryan was asking how did we
when
feel good about doing the actual podcast because we were so nervous at the beginning.
Yeah, when Will approached me about doing a podcast, I was like, no, dude, I can't be doing that. But Vrabel was one of her first guests, and he came on, and it was a slaughter fest for Will. You just got
no doubt because I wasn't on a team yet.
Yeah,
Oh, and he was like, "Hey, did you get the team?" Oh, he didn't get the texting.
Yeah, he didn't get the text. He's and I'm sitting there like, hey, I can't just bash on Will all day with you, dude. Like, I got to go home to this.
You're like, Will, say something. I'm like, what can I say, man?
Hey, he's already dead. Yeah. But when Rabe came on and Art came on, I was like, oh, I can do this podcast. This is fine. I've officially got
because they kind of stamp it, validate, like, hey, it's cool that you guys are doing this.
Yeah, and I think it's super cool since we've done it that like there's so many other football players. Other athletes in general that are like stepping into it while they're still playing.
Right. That feel good about being like, hey, I mean, we had the kid, that USC quarterback.
Yeah. So what is that podcast called?
It's called like Mo Momentum.
It is exactly what it's called, is Mo Momentum.
Hey, and we'll you know, shout out the boys. No free shout out. You guys know the deal.
To the guys that are absolutely copying.
And it's exactly
the exact same
setup. It's our
setup.
Exact layout.
It's the exact same setup. They have a neon sign that's like Miami Vice colors.
Yeah.
That says Mo Momentum on it, dude.
They have the two chairs set up.
Yep.
Same ones off of Amazon.
Ugly 70s orange chairs.
Yeah. And then they have a chair on the left, same setup, a table right there, and it's in a truck. It's not in a bus.
Like a California state flag, because they're obviously playing California. But how funny is that shit, dude? How funny is it that they saw our podcast and went, we should do this. And they're like, do you think we should do an original idea? And we're like, no, this looks fucking perfect.
Yeah, like, let's just do it like the boys.
They're doing right now. It's exactly what they
in thought. The bio, it says off-brand Bussin' with the Boys.
Does it not say that?
Yes.
It says that 100%.
It's got a wolf emoji and it says Bussin' with the Boys off-brand podcast.
I'm going to go look that up right now. That's hilarious.
But I'm sitting there, you see it first and you're flattered. You're fired up because you see college athletes are, you're kind of like pioneering like the movement of like podcasting and video content and social media stuff. And I don't want to say pioneering, we did it. Obviously we were inspired by guys like Pat McAfee and all those guys, but it's cool to see guys thinking like, okay, you know, I need to take these blueprints that are out there and start putting them to work ourselves and, you know, learning how to make the sport work for you instead of just always working for the sport. I know I'm always big on saying stuff like that, but, dude, it's wild. And then guys are telling me, hey, you should probably send a cease and desist, you know, because they're literally copying.
They literally the same exact thing. I couldn't find them on Twitter. I looked everywhere.
You looked?
I think I spelled momentum wrong, and I got kind of embarrassed, so I just kind of stopped. I was like, momentum.
That's all right. We'll have Bloss.
I had no momentum on spelling momentum. Yeah. It was a tough deal.
We'll have Bloss. He'll have the pictures and stuff.
All right, Bloss, put the pictures up, dude.
Hey, reeling it back in, do you feel like you put too much of an expectation on yourself to be ready in 4 months? That when it didn't happen, it made you kind of, you know, depressed or down, or, you know, get kind of in the dumps about it.
I'd say
because
so.
I'm thinking like, okay, are you going to be ready by the Super Bowl? Are you going to play in the Super Bowl if we go to the Super Bowl? It's like, you know, obviously not.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, why don't you just take your time? Because obviously we're competitors and we want to get it done the faster. Yeah. We want to PR. Like, no one's going to do it like I've done it.
Right. And so my thought process, the whole thing was, I want to get to a point where I can be clear to do like normal shit, but it wasn't. Like, I want to get cleared so I can go play football. You can't play football in March. You can't play football in April.
Right.
Like that shit doesn't happen.
Right.
So for me, it was really like about how can I get cleared just so I can feel good about myself from a work ethic standpoint, from like a I did all this standpoint. And then, you know, the dog walked up and threw my fucking – I thought it was going to come in here.
Oh, you're good.
Look at that tail. Look at that nub just moving.
A little nub boxer tail.
What are you doing? She's losing her shit.
Her name's Nola. She's the best.
She's super cute. What's up, Al? Just doing a podcast. So for when I was doing like the 4 months, you can come sit down. You can come sit down if you want, Al. Sit right there if you want.
It's just the boys doing the
pod. It's just the boys doing the pod. Alex Arnold just walked in. He's my youngest brother. I have two other brothers. One's name is Chris and one name is Alex. He's much more handsome on me. And you might be wondering, they don't look anything alike. Why is that? The reason why is because we're not biological brothers, but we are absolutely brothers, every sense of the word.
It's Taylor's blindside family I like to talk about.
That's right, dude. You just caught me in fucking – I was just an inner city kid, dude, with no help.
They're driving around. I assume it was Alex
was a drug addict.
Alex is probably driving around scouting the area.
Yeah.
Sees potential. Like, who's struggling?
Who's
that 6'7" looking motherfucker?
And I'm just kind of sad walking around. Poor me. I'm so good at football, but I have no one to send me in the right direction.
Alex kind of passes you on the road. You're kind of walking home. Yeah.
He actually is rude about it the first time. There's a puddle and he splashes and it hits
him. Yeah. And nose is going to piss you off and trigger you and you start chasing. And he starts like, oh man, he's running.
But then
he's running 26 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Hey man, I'm just joking. Get in the truck. We're going to home.
Yeah.
Hey, mom, dad, I found him.
And they're like, you found the one we're looking for? Yeah. And then that's what it was, dude. I'll say this. I did not have a scholarship to play football until I met the Arnold family.
Let's go, that
could say whatever you want to say.
Alex, good job.
Shout out to Alex, dude.
Hey, guys.
Alex and Chris.
Hey.
That's strike two, boys. I know you're new here, but if you don't fucking clap and we clap, heads are going to fucking roll. All right. So that's strike two. All right. Cause guess what? The shit carries over. The shit's like rollover data. You know what I'm saying? We're fucking going.
So back to the knee.
Yeah. Before Nola walked out. For me, it was just about like, can I get to this point where I'm healthy? Like, I was so scared to be laid up in bed and I was so nervous about like, I can't do anything. I'm a very active person. I like to just do shit. And so when I couldn't do anything, it was like, it was tough. But the thought process of getting to the 4 months, those first 4 months were like, okay, like I had something to get up for every single day and like work super hard for.
Gotcha.
And then when the 4 months didn't happen, it was like, it was a steady decline. I still get up every day. I still do my work. I still do things I have to do. Cause like, that's the only thing you can do is control what you can control. But there was like is it ever going to get fixed? Am I ever going to be all right again?
Right.
And it's like the obvious answer is yes. It's just an ACL.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there was so much shit to deal with. Like I think about my knee 24/7. I haven't had a drink in 2021. All right. I don't have a vice at this
point. I mean, you're doing PT.
I'm doing
early
PT
in the morning,
2 hours a day.
We're working. We go to work out. We come back. We have a little window where I got to get the pod stuff set up. Then you do Pilates or PT again.
Yeah.
Like you're always kind of doing shit on. You're obviously eating very good.
Yeah.
So, you know,
shit's just different right now, dude. And I think I'm going to have the best year of my entire career this year because of the effort I'm putting in. Not just in the workouts, like, you know how it is when you're young, you just like fucking grind in a workout and you're like, I'm going to crush it.
Well, yeah.
And you don't realize like how much other shit goes into it. Like my whole entire day revolves around my leg, revolves around how much better I can get, how I can get my body comp lower, how I can get my work capacity up. Everything revolves around that to the point where it's like, it's very obsessive. And I know I'm going to have the best season of my career this year. And I know. When the off season hits, I'm like, I gotta do that shit again. You know? And
I know.
When does it fucking end? Like, when do you figure out where the work, like, and listen, I know there's 1,000 YouTube videos out there going fucking every day you get up at 4:30 and you fucking grind, dude. And you don't wake up. The alarm clock doesn't wake you up. You wake the alarm clock up. Shit like that, right? Yeah,
discipline equals freedom.
Yeah, exactly. And it's true. But let me tell you something. Sleep is good for you. You need to sleep as much as possible. That's how your body heals the most. So always get up at 4:30 bullshit. Unless you're The Rock taking what he's taking. Fuck. It's not true. It's not fucking true. Go to bed at 8:30 to 9:30 or 10, like 10:30 at the latest. Get a good night's sleep. Take care of yourself. Eat healthy. Like do the basics. Drink a lot of water before you start trying to find the fucking remedy to life. Right. Yeah. Just do the basic shit. And so that's what I'm kind of figuring out is like, I haven't had gluten or dairy since, I don't know, October.
Can I tell you, can I touch that shit?
What do you mean?
You know, in Step Brothers, he's like, I haven't had a carb since.
Yeah.
Touch this shit?
You want to punch me in the face, don't you? Yeah. So fucking, I haven't had gluten or dairy. I haven't had a drink. Like, it's kind of like, it's freeing in a lot of ways because like, it's off the table for me. So, and I can visually see the change in my body, which is really cool.
Looking better naked.
Hey, I look naked. Just if that piece got a little bit bigger, I'd be a lot happier. Other than that, dude, we're pretty.
Are you getting that vein kind of going down to the old wrench? You know what I'm saying? How it goes? You got the V kind of that kind of cuts down. You got the V that kind of cuts down. You kind of got that vein.
No, I don't have the fucking. I'm 297 pounds right now.
I was just asking. It was just a question.
No, I don't have a vein going down to the base of my cock. Is that what you're asking? No, I don't have. I'm not 116.
You know,
pounds.
Fucking Alex does.
Alex definitely has got a vein going down to his piece, dude.
Dude, where's
you're
a
too
flannel?
Skinny. What do you mean, unbelievable? Yeah, dude.
Come take a seat. You can
join
the pod.
One of the fastest growing podcasts in the world, Al. Don't disrespect us.
Take notes,
hey,
bro.
Hey, I'm sure that the viewers listening love just hearing us talk to somebody and not hearing the reply and us talking back to them.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's another thing that they fucking love.
Alex goes, how do you guys get paid for this shit? It's fucking unbelievable.
It's fucking unbelievable. Alex runs a marijuana company. Like, how about that? When you're at the gates of heaven, Alex, how's that going to work out?
Yeah, dude? How are you going to get
when you're in
heaven?
Purgatory and you got to figure out that shit and God goes, ran a marijuana business, huh?
Not just any.
Made a lot of money. Didn't give any money back to the church, did you, Alex?
Yeah.
No,
did you
I didn't. Elevator's going down, buddy. Me? I've had a drink in 2021, dude.
You've already.
I'm going to heaven.
You're making your deposits.
I'm doing. How much are you supposed to give? How much is the church?
It's tithing.
Churches like give us 10% of your money. Don't worry, we're doing it for good reasons.
Yeah,
and people just go okay. Is that not the funniest shit ever?
Put it in the
I don't
basket.
Want to get religious, but is that not the funniest shit ever, dude?
Put it in the basket.
Yeah, the priest, hey, listen, do me a favor. You guys believe in God? Yeah, we believe in God. You guys do anything for God? Yeah. Give me 10% of your money.
Hey, look. Okay. Look, we got
Bing. Guy's got a fucking Rolls Royce and just.
We got, like, yeah, we got bingo on Tuesdays. We're going to pass around this basket. This is not for the winnings, but start doing your tithing.
Exactly.
Again, bingo on Tuesday.
Right.
Show up on Tuesday. There's this huge pot, several thousand dollars.
It's tax free. All the shit from the church is tax free. Yeah. Scientology's got it down, dude. We got to start a fucking, we got to start a religion. That's what we got to do. House of the Boys, Church of the Boys.
No, because then we become like a cult. You know what I'm saying?
We kind of already do have a cult.
But then we.
A cult of great people who would love and respect. And then for just 10% of your money a year, you can, we can make all your wildest dreams come true in the afterlife, not now. Just how do you know that?
There's
going to be anything for you now.
There's going to be, but there'll be the bottom.
What do you want? Think about, close your eyes. What do you want the most? 10% of your money for the rest of your life. We can make that happen when you die. All right.
We're going to have a link at the bottom. We're going to have a link at the bottom. Just click the link. Just donate. Any dollar matters. Any percentage matters.
Every dollar goes towards it. you know what sucks is like our main demographic is in the South and we're going to fucking, it's not going to look good for us. And dude, we're, you guys know it.
So your knee. Just always go back to your knee.
But for real though. But anyway, like swelling of my knee has gotten a lot better. I'm going to be so ready for August. I'm so fucking excited. Like, you guys rip. Everybody fucking rips. His knee's going to fucking,
the knee's gonna
my
rip.
Knee's not going to rip. Shut the fuck up, Will. Don't say
no,
that.
No, the knee's going to rip like life rips.
Yeah, I know that. I know that the version you're trying to say, but you can't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, not. Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. You're not tearing it.
Hey, don't say not. Universe doesn't hear not.
I'm sorry. Should I knock?
Yeah, knock.
All right.
Thank you, Niall.
Hey, knock on wood if you're with me, boys. John Gruden, shout out the boy.
Oh, John Gruden did that? Gruden Grinder.
What would you say has been the worst part of the process? And I want to say, hearing you talk, it seems like when you get to the end of the year.
Season.
And guys are like starting like that off-season grind.
Yeah. It sucks to watch that.
What's been one that you just weren't ready for? That you're like, oh, this sucks way more than I even thought.
When I first got hurt, my depression came one day a week. It was Sunday. The church was coming for my 10%, and also,
and that's family day too.
Yeah, it's family.
Just depressing.
Well, I know, I'd sit there and watch the Titans play, and I'm just like, dude, this fucking sucks.
Oh, during season.
Yeah, during season. Like, that's my biggest day of the year. I'm like, my biggest day of the week is like of depression was Sundays were awful because I had to sit there and watch football and just daydream about playing football. And then the season ended, or like the Titans season ended. And those 2 weeks when the playoffs were still going on, I was like, I felt great. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, I'm still working my knee. I'm going to get back, blah, blah, blah.
You're glad.
But once the season ended, you start seeing the videos of guys grinding in the gym, doing a bunch of crazy shit. And you're just like, God, you just know that, like, I don't know. You feel left behind. Sorry, I like burped or threw up in my mouth. I don't know what that was. You feel left behind a little bit. You feel like when the season's going on and players are playing, like, you see that 77's not there at left tackle. So it's like, yeah, I'm noticeably gone. And then the season ends and it's like, ain't nobody watching football. Ain't nobody thinking about me. No other players are thinking about me. No other coaches are thinking about me. Except for their once in a while check-in they do. And it's like, it's just.
Gives you a different perspective.
It makes you realize like you're not as big of a deal as you think you are. Which is humbling in a lot of ways. We talked about this with Paul. It's a very humbling experience. And so I think the last few weeks have been really tough. That's a big reason why I came to Arizona. I came here for my other brother, Chris's wedding. And once I got here, like, Nashville, I love you to death, but your weather is fucking trash, dude. You got to figure that shit out. I don't know if we need to geographically move, if Pandora, not Pandora, what the fuck's it called? Pangea needs to happen again. Tetana plates need to move, but your weather sucks. And with that comes seasonal depression. And with the seasonal depression.
He said seasonal depression.
And the knee, I was having a fucking hard time. And I get here and it's sunny every day because Arizona did good during Pangea. And, I just fucking was here and I was like with my family hanging out and I was like, I just need a little bit more time.
Cause you came for a wedding. Time,
came for a wedding. I literally came in on Friday, left on I was going to leave on a Sunday.
After the snow.
After the snow. It was right after that big snowstorm. And my wife and I are like, should we leave, dude? Or should we stay like a little bit longer? Like, what's the deal? And our house we're building right now is going to be done April 1st. Like, move-in date is April 1st.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if we stay, let's just stay till April 1st. And then we fly in and go to our house. How cool would that be?
Just start a new chapter.
Yeah, new friends, new podcast, new house. Like, the whole fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? It'd be sick. And she was on board. But, like, we were still in the fence. And all of a sudden, my daughter, Wynn Rebel, She has never been sick ever. And she like comes up, she's like, Dad, my stomach hurts. I'm like, all right. And it was actually a super scary time. I'm, as a dad, like I've never seen my kid.
Picture ice, dude.
Oh, shit. You're not going to say anything?
It's crazy, guys.
Fucking Nile, dude. Tell you what.
Boys back home.
You know, Sam's mission, three bowls in, dude. He can't see. He can't see left or right. Nile came in here straight. Nile saw me from the side. He couldn't give me a one of those.
He's just
your new chain that Derek got you, you've been flexing on the whole entire podcast, just moved slightly. Yeah. Couldn't do that. But my daughter, dude, my daughter gets all like, she's like, Dad, my stomach hurts. And I'm like, okay, well, what's up? So we like, she's not feeling good. We were in the pool and she swallowed a bunch of water. So I was like, is she dry drowning? You know, as a dad, like, she just goes in your head.
You think, yeah.
Right. Really, but she goes in my head. My wife goes, is she dry drowning? I Googled what dry drowning was and I was like, holy shit, that could be a thing.
Hey, WebMD says she is dying. She's in the fucking high school.
Things that could happen. Death. It's right there. We got to fuck it. We got to take her to the hospital. And so anyway, dude, like, she goes, she actually threw up and she was like super cold. And her and I laid in bed for a couple hours. We would have missed our flight anyway. And I was like, that's a perfect sign. We're going to stay here for a while. And that was it, dude. And it's been still here, obviously up and down. Like you kind of, you get closer and closer. You see, you actually see the swelling in the knee get better and better and better. And I have the best PT person in the world, Anna Hartman, Movement Rev. If you guys ever, need little things like, from a recovery standpoint, from an inflammation standpoint, she's great with those types of things. She's does a bunch of stuff online. You should check her out. But, it's just been great to be here. And I'm stoked you came out too, dude, because I was missing doing the podcast and I felt like when there was like one episode without me, it's like, okay, that happens sometimes. When two, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. I know. There's a part of me that like felt bad too. I'm like, I hate that you're missing it.
Right.
But I'm like, we know we have to do them. Cause you had called after the wedding and you're like, hey, I think I'm going to stay out here a month.
Yeah.
We had some things lined up in March. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, March was tough. We have a big April coming up though, which is exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, ugh. I was like, all right. What about busing? He's like, you know, he goes, we can do it right here. Like you come out here to Arizona. And at first I was kind of like, man, he's like, you know, I can zoom in. I know we can still do pods. I can zoom in. And I was like, do you want me to zoom in? Cause when we were in the season and you were doing them, I was like, if I zoomed in, it would kind of throw off the mojo. Like, do you think that's the best ride? He's like, yeah, yeah, you're kind of right. He's like, maybe we can find a week where you come out. We knock out a few pods. So we sat on it for a minute and figured something out. Thank God. But yeah, dude, it sucked kind of doing the pods, like going with like George and those boys. And when Brian came down and I was like, you know, I love letting you know, but I hate letting you know because I want you to be a part of it, obviously, because it's our thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sucked. And I'm like, man,
George did a great job too. He was funny as hell. He did great. Callan was a big one. I was like, super
that was another one. I was hyped to call and tell you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like feared letting you know because I know he's going to be bummed not being able to do this one.
Yeah.
This episode of Bustin' with the Boys is also brought to you by the best performing brand inside of the bedroom, and that is Roman. Shout out Roman, no free shout outs. All right, boys, no one is perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out with the bases loaded. The best golfers sometimes three putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. The boys got your back and we have a solution at GetRoman.com/bussin. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, that's erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan possible. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day free shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/bussin and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Take care of ED without leaving your house. That's what it should say. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/bussin now to get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. There's a straightforward way to take care of your ED, and that's with GetRoman.com/bussin.
Oh, it's crazy, dude. But this stuff is, it's cool to get out here though. Cause like, dude, the weather's amazing. The people are great. Like it's a really cool place to be. I think a lot of people love Scottsdale. There's so much more that Arizona has to offer than Scottsdale. Here we are in Scottsdale, but like the whole place is.
Dude, it's gorgeous. Unbelievable. Out here.
It's beautiful. It's awesome. It's always like this. Like, it rains like 15 days, it feels like, out of the year. It's wild. Like, monsoon season's pretty crazy how hard it rains and stuff. But, you know, I think everybody wants to get out of the town they grew up in until they do. And they kind of realize how special the little things are in their town. Like when I was in, Bonterre, you know.
I enjoy going back and seeing the people. Like I go,
yeah, but no more than 48 hours. Otherwise, you're
yeah, once you're there, out. Once you're there a weekend, yeah. It's kind of like you can only go to Walmart and Subway so much.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you 100%, dude.
Hey, you liked that one, didn't you, Alex?
Alex liked that
over
one.
Over there laughing.
I love that Alex just sitting in the corner when he could just sit in the fucking chair and no one would still see you. It'd be the same thing as right there. Because I just like having you around.
You like having the soundboard and, you know, you've seen the guys laugh and stuff.
Look at him. Fun note about Alex Arnold. If he does anything for you, it feels like he's pulling teeth. He's always going to do things for you, but he likes to make you feel like you're in his pocket. Nice to make you feel like I'm doing this for you. You're probably going to owe me someday.
Yeah.
Tactical. My boy's all about strategy, dude. He's all about strategy.
Hey, treat him like dirt. Stick to you like mud.
Stick to you like mud. That's 100% Alex's thing. He's the king of the dry sense of humor, too. One thing we have to talk about for sure is this free agency. Because shit's fucking wild right now, dude.
Dude, who's been the saddest one to see go?
I don't know. It's like when you get to know everybody.
Hang on. You're looking at your phone. What's today's date? So people know that.
March 16th.
March 16th. So today we let go of Dennis.
The saddest one for me is Dennis. The saddest one to get rid of is obviously Dennis.
The warhorse, dude.
Dude. Just an absolute Clydesdale, dude. Guy's awesome. In a lot of ways, selfishly, I hope he comes back. But for him, I hope he signs a big contract. He played 16 games. I thought he played well at right tackle.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of set himself up. I mean, he's in a good spot.
He's
got a lot
spot.
Of tape. You know, he had a nice deal last year that he signed.
Yeah, it's like a 1 year, was it nine or something like that? I don't know.
It was a 3 year for like...
321, I think nine was guaranteed.
Yeah.
And he made seven in the first year, so I think they had to cap him off two more. I don't know. I don't know all the details. And that's the best part about having your own podcast. You say what the fuck you want, right? And if I'm wrong, I'm just wrong, and then you guys move on, right? Like the next week happens, and the shit's over with, so move on.
Yeah.
But I think Dennis – I actually did see something that was like Dennis's cap hit that they got like $3.4 million of cap from him, but they had to give him 3.1 in like dead cap. So like they lost really? – they only like saved like – $300,000 or something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
The cap story
was one. Adoree was one I wasn't completely shocked by. I think only because it's the year it is with COVID and everything, and then the injury. Like
trying to find room.
You legit sit there when your agent calls you and you're like, "Hey, it's gonna be a crazy fucking couple of weeks."
Yeah.
Knowing when the new cap comes, I'm sitting here like I'm waiting for a call for John.
Right.
Literally, when Dennis Kelly got cut, me and Wilson there, and I texted John Robinson, I said, "Hey, just let you know my knee's doing great." And he sent back a bunch of laughs. Dude. Yeah. He actually said it was hard to cut Dennis. Dennis is a true locker room guy. He's a true dude that fucking
everybody
loves.
He's one of the boys.
He's one of the boys for sure, 100%. Like he gets it. He's all for a laugh. He can laugh at himself. He can laugh at other people. He's a good dude to have around. I think one person that we're gonna miss a lot that people don't understand and people didn't give enough credit for was Corey Davis. Because
absolutely.
Corey blocks. And I know that sounds ridiculous for receivers blocking. Listen, when you're with Vrabel, when you're in this offense, everyone's expected to block. And no one really did it better than Corey. Corey put his shit in there.
That's why you see the boys on social media today. I think AJ Brown tweeted about the O lineman getting chains. Like wideouts are like this, and he dropped a gif. And then Kari Blossom Game tweeted a gif like fullbacks and tight ends are like this. Like, you know, where's our chain?
Yeah.
Because everyone knows in that offense, like everyone's
got a block, dude. Everyone's got a block. And don't put expectations on. I was going to say an expectation for Derek's next year.
Yeah.
But you know, Vrabel would have that thing on a team meeting,
yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. Oh, what are you
Taylor, do you play running back? Do you carry the ball? Yeah, relax, Vrabel. You can be a guest whenever you want. He's mad we haven't given him a call. He always says, hey, whenever you guys need a boost.
Each year, whenever you guys need a boost, he's like, usually it's around July. You guys just let me know when you guys need daddy. That's what he says. That's what he says all the time.
He's so disrespectful, too, because I literally called myself dad, and he didn't start doing that until I did it. And now he does it. And people think it's so funny that he does it, even though he's not dad. I'm dad.
But he knows it's hilarious, though.
He thinks it's funny, dude. That's how fucking team meetings are with Vrabel. The first... We could start the team meeting 15 minutes later, but Vrabel needs to get his comedy, his bits in.
It is. You get a good little stand-up.
Some of them
session.
Are funny.
Yeah.
Some are funny. Some of them aren't.
When you're a party, some of them aren't.
And when you're the dude getting it,
yeah, when
everyone's kind of like in the back, like, holy shit, they're kind of killing Taylor right now. I'm like,
and you're just like, I know for me,
you're
like,
smiling, but your eyes are all sad.
Yeah. I'm just like grinning, like, man, I wonder what everybody's thinking.
Yeah. Or he shows you a play of you just getting dusted, depleted, some shit like that.
Oh.
And you're just like, hey, shit's a little different now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
Yeah.
Not in a good way at all.
Not in a good way.
But free agency is wild, man. The way that people are just getting cut left and right. Not just the Titans. Obviously, I paid the most attention to that because I play for the Titans.
They've restructured a lot of deals. A lot of guys have been getting
cut. Yeah. There's, like no, there's been no restructures for the for the Titans, which is weird.
And not yet. I mean, we don't, you know.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. You can't, it's weird because people, my Twitter's blowing up, like, Taylor, restructure your contract because you're to be for the boys.
Well, yeah, everyone assumes, like, it's, we're all
everyone assumes,
mad.
They go,
like,
hey.
You can just log into the game and be like, hey, let's restructure for the boys.
Yeah, yeah, you know exactly. I mean? Yeah, you can just log into shit and be like, yeah. Oh, we're going to do this now, we're going to do that now. Like, yeah. Shit doesn't work like that. Shit's above my head.
We did, oh, I say we. I'm obviously a free agent, but the Titans signed Bud Dupree.
Hey, Will wants to be a part of the Titans so bad. Still,
oh, come
dude.
On. Don't hit me. Hey, like, Alex, why are you laughing like that?
Because he does. Hey,
what do you think?
No question about it. Can you pick him up?
Hear him? You know, for him to hear him in the background, you can't hear him in the background?
Have you been following Titans free agency?
Oh, not
this dog's not amused by us.
Obviously, I would like to stay in Nashville for yeah. sure. You always want to stay with the team you just played for.
That's not true.
Why not?
Raiders.
Redskins. Yeah, but I lived in Nashville.
Raiders, Redskins. Yeah, you.
The
you
Redskins.
Don't play for the team you don't, that,
I wanted to stay.
You
there.
Would play for the Raiders.
When the Titans offered me in 18, I wanted the Redskins to match it so I didn't have to move.
Oh, really?
Then I came to the boys, and then obviously.
Yeah, the Redskins are done. Oh. The Washington football team.
Yeah.
Yep, Washington football team. Let's not.
But
yeah. Just got canceled.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been tough.
That'd have been a tough little deal.
Imagine
that, all the glory we've built with this podcast, get canceled for that.
I know.
Oh, you made the Terminal Kids joke earlier too.
I didn't make the Terminal Kids joke. Like, it was like a, it's like a concept joke. It's not like a, small guy playing with the big guys.
Yeah, you said to yourself,
small guys playing with the big guys, and that was what I went to.
Is this a Make-A-Wish thing?
Okay, what is this, daycare? Are we at daycare? That's what I should have said.
Much more G.
Like, what is this? Yeah, that's true.
You went like
much more G rated.
You went from Dave Chappelle comedian to Jeff Foxworthy just now. Like, both funny, but one's way more for kids.
The other one, like, you have to have a name, like a Dave Chappelle name to do something like that.
Yeah. You can't just be talking about terminally ill children. And so that's one for you.
Stop putting me in this box.
Two for you guys and one for you.
Hey, what is this, daycare? That's what I said.
Hey! God, that's a good fucking joke, my dude.
But yeah, I would love to obviously stay living in Nashville.
But would you take a pay cut to play for it?
I take a pay cut. I was minimum. I was on minimum last year. What do you mean? I count zero.
I was trying to play it up against you. you count zero against
salary. How about you take a pay cut and I get that pay?
There's no fucking chance. I already said that. And I looked at the camera. I said, John,
well,
I
know you're like doubling down.
Now John calls about a pay cut and I take it like a bitch.
But what if he goes, hey, we'll relieve you of like $1 million and we'll give it to Will. Would you do that?
No.
You wouldn't do that.
I got mouths to feed, buddy. Here's the deal.
And I'm one of them.
Yeah. Oh, no question. Look at all the stuff we have. You're welcome. here's what I'm saying, and I'll say it the best way I can. 2021 season happens. After that season, we'll probably be friends, right?
What do you mean probably? Like, we're friends right now. What do you mean?
I'm saying 2021 season happens.
Yeah.
We're friends.
Yeah.
Before the season and after the season. So if I play with you or not, I want to play with you. But after the season, and I'm still friends with you, and I have an extra $1 million in my pocket, I'm gravy.
But what if they're like, hey, the chance Will comes back is we'll give him $1 million of yours.
Yeah.
You would say no.
Yep.
That's tough to hear.
Hey, but listen, it's just business.
I get that.
Like, I don't want to pay somebody $1 million to be my friend is what you just asked me.
No, teammate.
I don't want to pay somebody $1 million to be my teammate.
So you wouldn't
pay, I would do that.
You wouldn't pay $1 million for a Super Bowl. Our final ad for this episode is brought to you by Sport Clips. We're going to tread lightly on this, boys, because getting your haircut is a big deal. And I'm not, you know, I'll go to Sport Clips. That was probably my spot back in college. Them $8 Tuesdays, them $10 Tuesdays, whatever it was. Sport Clips stylists are experts in men and boys haircuts with specialized training and techniques. Cutting guys' hair can be harder than women's hair. Okay, I did not know that. When you go to Sport Clips versus a place that cuts women's hair, you are getting stylists who are specifically trained to cut guys' hair. Sport Clips are experts in understanding facial shape and hair texture and cutting to a guy's best advantage. Sport Clips' signature service is the MVP haircut experience. It is so much more than a haircut. The legendary hot steam towel on your face,
Massaging shampoo that makes you melt into your seat. It's the ultimate in relaxation. With 1,800 locations nationwide, a Sport Clips is closer than you think. And your experience is even better with on-deck text alerts, which means less wait time and more prime time. You'll get a 15-minute heads up when it's time to head in and another text when you're next in line. Sport Clips gives you more ways to save time so you can enjoy your time in the prime time seat. Text message opt-in required. Message and data fees may apply. Visit a Sport Clips near you for a haircut that exceeds the typical experience from start to finish. Sport Clips is not where I got my Peaky Blinders haircut. It probably could be. Go to a Sport Clips near you for a haircut that exceeds the typical experience from start to finish. Enjoy the rest of the episode of Bussin' with the Boys.
Because that's what I'm bringing to Tennessee.
Oh, you're bringing $1 million. $1 million would it cost me to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
If you phrased it like this, Taylor, if you pay $1 million cash, you'll win a Super Bowl. I would say yes. How many years have you played?
I'm going on 9.
Okay. How many times have you won a Super Bowl?
I mean, it's debated. It's on who you ask. Okay. Depends on who you ask.
All right. Ask anyone. Let's start with that number.
Are we talking Madden?
How many times have you won a Super Bowl in real life?
Zero.
Yeah, this fucking sun is in my eyes again. Like we did this podcast yesterday and the same shit happened, but yet I'm fucking still here doing with the shit beaming in my eyes. So you won zeros. How many times have you been in the playoffs besides the Titans?
One.
Okay.
I've only been in the playoffs twice.
Okay.
Once with the Titans and once with the Boys.
So in what way would you bring a Super Bowl to the Titans?
Because it's different. Moderate? I'm 31.
Oh!
You know what I'm saying? I got some experience. I got some maturity. I got some age on me.
Yeah.
I have some knowledge. I've been in the playoffs twice now.
Yeah. So you've been through it. You're basically Tom Brady.
The podcast?
The top podcast.
Some juice.
You know how to talk in a microphone?
Yeah.
All right.
Some BDE.
So I would 100% pay $1 million to win a Super Bowl. I would not just pay $1 million for you to be on the team. And that's that. And that's, my statement's over. And now if you want to say something about that else.
Do you think it helps the chances to win a Super Bowl if I'm on the team?
Yes.
Well, what's that worth to you? Hey, what's that worth to you?
Let me tell you what's worth to me. Not a whole lot. But I think you're really good for the locker.
How about 400,000?
No. No, Will. I've given you enough of my money.
You see, he's kind of like thinking about it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Your pinned tweet is my highlight tape.
Hey, that was a tough little deal, dude, to see your fucking run down there. High five, slap dudes in the ass.
Dude, what's hilarious?
But you didn't sniff a tackle that game.
No. Hey, did you see me on the sideline? No, when AJ caught that flexing, ball, I was like,
putting that shit out there, dude.
And the speech at the beginning back in college.
AJ's so much fun to get hype with.
Dude, he's all time to get hype with.
Yeah, he's fun to get hype with. Darren Bates is the number one dude to get hype with.
He is the guy, you know how you're playing.
Shout out Raw Room Podcast.
Yeah, shout out to Raw Room. Go subscribe to the boys. But if you want to know how you're playing, you just look to the sideline and look at DB's hyper.
Yeah.
And that's how you know how well you're playing that game.
Absolutely.
Because he's up and down. He's right. Sometimes Vrabel and them will be cussing at him to get back. Like, hey, DB, you're not a fucking coach.
Like, yeah, that's a break.
Back up.
Yeah,
because DB's always out there, like either talking shit to the refs, talking shit to players, hyping the boys up.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's hard to keep up with. A couple games, I was like, I need to get on this more because I would see people, oh, they're the best hype man. And I'm literally thinking to myself, like, I'm not that much of a hype man on the sideline.
You're not?
You know, like, I'm a hype man when they get to the sideline.
What's the most hype you've been?
I'm not up and down like DB, like just poaching.
Right.
The whole game.
I love it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need a little break. I need a little drink of water.
Yeah, there's Gatorade on the field too.
Yeah.
Take a smelling salt to the dome real quick.
Those I'm always watching the backers. I'm trying to, you know, put my little 2 cents in when they get to the sideline. If the offense has a good or bad series, I'm trying to give whatever input. Like, you know, if you guys do well, dapping you guys all up when you come back to the sideline.
Yeah.
If you do bad, hey, it's all good. You know the whole.
Yeah, you're talking about, hey, listen, you're fine. Hey, you're fine. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah. You okay?
I'm like, defense will get you the ball back. We'll get it back for you on teams. We're going to get you that ball back.
We'll get you
back.
On teams. Yeah, win.
Here's the biggest one.
This is my daughter, Wynn, we talked about. Wynn, come sit with daddy. I'm doing a podcast.
Doing a podcast? Can you say podcast? Yeah.
Do you want to say something to the mic? Yeah. Come here. All right. Remember, we don't touch it. We just talk to it. We talk to it like this. Say, what's your name?
My name's Lynn.
And how old are you?
I'm 3.
Yeah. Are you almost 4?
Yeah, I'm almost 4, but I'm not 3 yet.
No, you are 3, but you're not 4 yet.
Okay, see?
That's 3. And then what's this?
4.
So you're like this. You're like almost there, like this. It's a sad pinky, but it's almost.
It's called 3.5. Have you not been a kid?
Can you say 3.5?
He says, you're almost there with his fingers.
Yeah, you got to put it up like that.
Okay. So,
hey, hold on, before you do that. But just do it like this. Just talk right here. Okay. She has this thing where she thinks she's just to put her mouth on.
Hey, Wynn.
Yay!
Yeah. Hey, Wynn, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is purple pizza.
Purple pizza.
Purple pizza.
Purple pizza.
Nice.
Thank you. Is it beautiful?
What's that for?
That's for Daddy only playing 5 football games and taking credit for something he really didn't earn.
Like those guys?
Yep, I
he
take
really
credit for them.
Himself about that chain, dude.
Would you say say thank you, Derek?
Thank you, Dick.
Thanks for keeping Daddy icy.
Thank you, Daddy icy.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Derek. Thank you. You did so good, Wynn. Good job on the podcast. She did amazing. Mom's here too. So I hope you guys have really enjoyed this one, because as fucking roundabout as this podcast was and how much it didn't really matter, like any of the subjects, I had a good time. I thought it was a great time. So hopefully you guys enjoyed too. Subscribe, rate 5 stars. We need to do a better job of this. And I'm glad I'm bringing this up because I'm a smart guy. Merchandise. Listen, we all love it. We all want to wear it. We all want to be a part of it. Best way to do it is to click on a link. Click on the link. Go get you some merch. For the boys, by the boys. We got some great new stuff coming out sooner rather than later, and it's going to be epic. So just do that, okay? You know, it's like we talked about with the religion thing. Like, give us 10%.
Yeah, this is your tithing.
Yeah.
This is how you tithe.
I don't know what a tithe is.
You go to the merch store.
Yeah.
You buy a shirt.
You want to cleanse yourself of your sins by the boys?
Yeah.
Buy merchandise.
Yes.
That's what you do. Dude.
Yes.
I love that. For all the people out there that are religious, I apologize. Subscribe, rate 5 stars, big hugs, and tiny kisses.
Big shout out to you guys. If you enjoyed this episode and love and support Bustin' with the Boys, go to whatever podcast platform you're on and subscribe to us. Leave a review, rate 5 stars. If you're already subscribed, unsubscribe and resubscribe again. It helps the boys climb the charts. And again, we wouldn't be doing this and can't do this without you guys and all of your support. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'd like to watch our show or these episodes, they're on YouTube at Bustin' with the Boys. We're also on social media at Bustin' WTB. You can follow us everywhere. Go buy our merch. You guys know that whole deal. But thank you so much. We are forever grateful for you. The biggest of hugs and tiniest of kisses. For the boys, always and forever.